Hello.
Hey Simone, it's Jaw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good job. How are you?
Good, thanks for asking. Just returning your call. But yeah, there was just a couple missing items. The first one is just that the April bank statement. I'm missing page 3 to 6.
Page 3 through 6.
I have one and two. And then for March, I'm missing the holding. Yeah, I saw there was a note that said it got cut. I got the transmission got cut off, so that's probably what happened was it stopped at the page 2 of April and then just cut off in March. And then also, I think you sent me the wrong application. The one you sent me was for a different, I think a different lender. I think B2R or something like that, or C2R.
I sent you what she sent me.
Let me just go back to my fax real quick.
That's what's in the email that you sent me. I was wondering why I said that as well, but again, I sent what you sent me.
Let's see. I'll resend it again, but the one I sent you has our application on there. But I'll just send it again. Maybe something happened in between or something.
All right, I'll
Let me
check
put that
again.
here. Okay, and then I was actually looking at your deposits every month for your business. It looks like you actually do a good amount of deposits, around like 20,000 or so per month.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Because initially when yeah, initially when we talked, you were interested in working capital, right? Getting some additional capital.
Well, I'm probably more concerned with consolidating the smaller ones.
Okay. Let me go back to my. Which smaller ones are you referring to?
Like the Wingfield and wide and
Let me go back to my notes real quick on our deal. Let's see here. Okay. You had was it like two or three that you had out right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So first one was Y Capital.
Why merchant capital?
Okay. And then what was the second one?
Wingfield.
Wingfield. Okay. And then was there one more?
It's a Yellowstone, which is
Yellowstone.
like almost paid off. But I have a larger one that I don't know if I talked to you about it, but I wasn't necessarily wanting to pay that one off because of the fact, with these loans, the interest is already embedded in the payment. So I wouldn't want to have to pay them thousands for interest and then turn around and have to pay thousands again for the consolidated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. And what was the larger one?
It's what's strategic.
Strategic. I see. Okay. And what was the total balance of these?
I think about 38.
38 total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Do you know the breakdown of every single the four that you have right now, the breakdown of which one, how much you owe each one?
I really don't, Ms. G.
Okay, no problem. So what, okay, do you think you can get that, that information for me? So that way I can, you know, see if there's something that we can do in regards to consolidating them and getting you additional capital on top and also doing the infinity.
Yeah, but if you, I mean, well, I guess in my mind, you know what you can do. But in my mind, I was thinking that it was, you know, overextended. But can you tell me what your, you know, what your
I remember yesterday when we, was it yesterday or 2 days ago when we talked, I remember you saying that you wanted to consolidate these loans and get additional capital on top. But I disqualified that, that program from you because, you told me your annual sales, I forgot what the specific number was, but it was lower than what looking at these numbers, I was able to offer you. So that's why I disqualified you from consolidating and getting additional capital on top. But looking,
I did tell you then, though, it was 15 to 24, you know, on average. So.
Yeah, I think it was like the annual sales didn't add up. So that's why I did it that way. But then now looking at the bank statement in more in detail, it looks like we might be able to do something for you in regards to consolidating and getting additional capital on top. Basically doing a payoff loan and then getting the additional on top.
Now, would it be an option, though, that if you know that I could leave that larger one and then consolidate the others?
Just to pay off one of them instead of all four?
Yes, ma'am.
So to do payoff loans, we actually have to pay off all of them at one time.
Yeah, see, that's what I was saying. I just don't think it would benefit me to pay off the larger one. It wouldn't make sense to buy if it's $10,000 for that loan itself. You know what I'm saying? And then if I consolidate with you, you're going to charge me an additional interest on that.
Right, I understand what you're saying. But I can just run the numbers and seeing. I can just run the numbers and see if it works out. I've had customers where it ended up being able to refi it and get you a better deal.
Okay.
So all I would need just to see if that is going to be a better option for you to do consolidation of all of them and get additional on top, I would just need the breakdown of the balances that you have per loan. And then if you do have, I'm not sure if you have it on file, but if you do have the contract on file, if you could send the contracts over for these loans, I can look at it that way too.
Okay. Well,
just to start it off, we can just get the balances.
Okay. Well, let me give you as close to them, you know, what I think they are, if that's okay.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
So for that Wingfield one. I think it's about 11 on it.
Okay.
And for that wide, I think it's about 8 on it.
Okay.
And I really don't know what it is on that.
The Yellowstone?
I think that may be about 7.
7? Okay.
And I don't know what strategics is.
Okay, no worries. You can just get that for me later next time. You can send it to me with the email once you find out.
Okay.
And then Did you get the invoice for the car?
Yet? No, ma'am, not yet. I was going to get that today.
Okay, perfect. So, and then also just need the bank statement, and then also, we can just start with those first. And then once you get the invoice in, and also the breakdown of the balances, I can look at both of the programs for you. And I'll just put it on the email what I need, just so, you know, just in case you forget anything and you don't have to write anything down right now.
Okay. So you send it to me already, or you're about to?
I'm about to, yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Perfect. I will touch base with you later.
I'm just trying to look at the one that, I mean, the app that I got from you before.
Sure.
Yeah, it does look different.
Here, I'll just send the same email back to you. You'll see.
Okay. All right.
Okay, perfect. So I'll email you the application and then also the list of things I need, and then I'll look out for it, and then we'll touch base later.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.